There is another possibly severe storm forecast for the Sunshine Coast later today. That's after Beerbarum copped 80 millimetres of rain during last night's storm, and the region continues to clean up after Monday's supercell storm. Power is still out to around 8,000 homes across the Sunshine Coast and Noosa Council areas this morning. Sunshine Coast Mayor Rosanna Natoli has the details.
We are working with Energex and SES crews with council right across the region to get the community and to have all of our areas safe and passable and cleaned up over the next few days as well. So Energex, we know, had 60 crews on the ground working to bring back that power, and they are looking at generators potentially coming in today as well. So that'll be assessed throughout the process.
And until 5pm on Sunday, you can take your green storm damage waste to any Sunshine Coast Council tip for free. Ringtail possums, three herons and countless baby birds are some of the animals that have been brought to the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital since Monday's storm. The hospital took in 60 injured and sick animals within a few hours, and they say they're continuing to see an influx of patients who have been injured or displaced by the destructive weather. The team at Biwa are working through rotating 24-hour shifts to cope with demand. The Noosa Council says it doesn't have the authority to limit the number of gaming machines in the local region, but it's voted to explore how it can instead have some control over their numbers inside businesses that lease council-owned land. Mayor Frank Wilkie says it's a proactive response to concerns about the social impacts of gambling.
We're also going to look at rejoining the Alliance for Gambling Reform, which is a national advocacy group focused on reducing harm caused by gambling. And this decision pretty well responds to growing community concerns about the social impacts of gambling.
We're hearing a last-minute rib injury concern has forced Robert Irwin to change some moves in his grand final routine. It's just hours before the 21-year-old takes to the stage in the Dancing with the Stars US final. He's the favourite to win the Mirrabool Trophy. And Sir Richard Branson has shared some heartbreaking news this morning, revealing his wife, Joan, has died aged 80.